Willie D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Derek Mason. We're live at Hermitage Golf Course today for the Special Olympics Tennessee Golf Tournament. And again, if you want to help during today's radiothon, we ask that you do text GIVE, G-I-V-E, to 615-270-9948 or visit SpecialOlympicsTN.org. Very, very good organization. And I know the Nashville Predators help out a lot with them. And we say hello to the general manager of the Nashville Predators, who just was the GM of his 3,000th NHL game, the most by anyone. David Poile on the line with us. David, congratulations on 3,000.
Thank you very much, Chase. It is amazing. It's hard to believe myself that I've done this for that long. I just feel I'm a real very lucky with the two teams that I've been with. And again, as I might have I've said a couple of times in some interviews, you think about a few games here and there, but it always comes down to the people that that have worked with, players on the ice, the staff, the scouts, a lot of good memories that brought up the other night. That's for sure. Jack Diller, I invited him to the game. Jack was the first president of the Predators, and one of the main reasons why I got hired, spent some time with Brent Peterson. Our first coach, Barry Trotz, was here with his wife, Kim. Jerry Helper, who started here in PR. So I just brought back a lot of memories. So that's behind us, and now it's time to move on for the rest of this season and get our club getting some wins.
Well, look, you're very honest with us, and we've had honest conversations over the years, and I know that you're not satisfied with the way things have gone as of late, 2-4-1 to start the season. And I think that the tough part for me, David, is I was there watching the game Saturday night like a lot of people. I've seen every game this year. It's not that you're not getting the chances. It's not that you're not playing well, but at the end of the day, it's all about wins. So where are you kind of from a frustration level of you see how your team's playing, yet it's not resulting in wins?
No, we played 7 games of an 82-game schedule, and even for the best of teams, there's going to be some ups and downs. I mean, again, I was very bullish on our team, still am. I thought our training camp was really good. Obviously, the European trip in Switzerland and Czechoslovakia was really good, and we got a couple of wins. But since that time, we've just haven't been hitting on all cylinders. In fact, we're probably missing out on a couple of different things. And you can break it down and be very, very critical if you want to go by position or special teams, all those things that were just off. Last year, our power play was one of the best power plays in the league. And this year, every game, we've been in a position where the power play could help us, get into a game, win a game. Specifically, last week and, the two games that we had against L.A. and Columbus, and we had the lead 3-1. We had power plays and weren't able to score. So, that gets back to, are we really far away or are we fairly close? And, we got a lot of guys that we're counting on, some of our best players, some of our leading scorers that, have to put up more points and score some goals. But, I could say on the defensive side of the game that, some players, have made some mistakes or have not played as well. And, our goaltending has been okay, but it's not been as at the top form that we were used to the last couple of years. So I think everybody shares here and there responsibility of where we are right now, and shares the responsibility to get this straightened out. We're just I'm at practice right now, and I think you're going to see some changes in our lineup based on the things I just said. So we're looking for a redo, if you will. We had 2 days off Sunday and Monday, which is a little bit unusual in the middle of the season, but we don't play until Thursday. And I think on the heels of the training camp and the European trip and quite frankly just not playing as well, maybe that's is a good thing. So we've just started practice. Guys look like they're fresh. The coaches have had many meetings this morning with our team as a whole and individuals, and I'm looking for a more complete game and a little bit more positive things happening on the offensive game and a few fewer mistakes. So I'm with you. It's a little bit disappointing, but you know, one win will get us going in the right direction.
Predators general manager David Poile is here with us, and you used the key phrase. You're seven games into an 82 game season, but you've been a part of 3,000 games in your career, David. You know how this works. Sometimes the fan base gets a little restless, even this early in the season, and you know, you start to hear, fire this guy, trade this guy, all those things. What is your message to the fan base, specifically with John Hines and the coaching staff, of where you're at right now and your confidence level with him and his staff and the job that they're doing?
Well, I think fans in every sport are very, very passionate, and we all appreciate that and love that. But I'm just going to go back to my same line. It's seven games of an 82-game schedule. And again, when you're going to talk about why we are where we are, you should include me and you should include the players. You shouldn't be just talking about the coaches. I mean, I think that's totally unfair. I mean, if somebody scored X number of goals last year and they have one goal right now, they need to play better. They need to have more of a contribution to our team. I don't think a lot of things that when you talk about wins and losses necessarily fall on the coaching group. I mean, again, we love to say that we win and lose as a team, and the team includes everybody: scouts, coaches, managers, players. So we are where we are, and again, seven games in the season, we're not happy. Let's get this change up and let's start getting some wins, and hopefully that'll start as soon as Thursday.
Now, David, when do you start to look to your minor league in regards to trying to give this team a boost? I know you said we're only seven games into an 82-game season, and you're absolutely right. I think we talked about this the other day, and I said, well, listen, give me 20 games. After 20, 25 games, then you need to start assessing where you are as a hockey team, but not seven games in. But as a GM, when do you start to look to your minor league to help give this team a boost?
Well, not today. I mean, they've only played three games. We played seven games. You're always following them. They get one win and two losses. They played pretty well, but I don't think that there's we could make a change for the sake of making a change. I'm never really big on that. I think, as I said earlier here, we're just going to make some changes in our lineup, whether it be defense pairs or lines, and see if that might get people going in the right in the right direction. So, we feel we got some good depth this year. So I don't want to say that's a situation that's a never, because that's absolutely not what's going to happen. I mean, we are going to use some players from Milwaukee based on their good play, need, injuries, those type of situations. But again, I don't know when that date is, but it's not today. We have some good players. I think we have a competitive team, and we just have not played up to either our individual potential or our potential as a team. It's as simple as that, and it's on all of us to get that back.
We're talking to general manager David Poile for the Nashville Predators. They're back in action on Thursday against the St. Louis Blues. A little bit of a break in the schedule here. So, David, I want to ask you specifically about the power play. We had a great conversation with Roman Josi during training camp, and we asked him, what a great year it was on the power play last year. And he was quick to say that you can't take for granted that because you had success one year that you're going to have the same success the following year. It's the same people. It's the same unit. But it's just not clicking right now. So it's got to be really frustrating to figure out exactly why the results haven't happened. But it's not uncommon for some power plays to sort of rise and fall year by year. It's tough to put your finger on, isn't it?
It is, and I wish we could as individual players and as coaches, because our power play was driving our team last year. I can't tell you how many games it won for us or turned around a game or put us in the lead. It was fantastic last year, and this year it's whatever, 1-for-30 or approximately what like that. It's been of no help to us at all. I really believe, as I said earlier, and in three of the games specifically, if we would have scored one power play goal at an opportune time, I think we'd have three more wins. So, you know, are we close or are we far away? I mean, if we get the power play going, that would be a major step to curing a lot of what ails us right now.
I want to ask you about Ryan McDonough, because he's a guy that was a guy that everybody is really enjoying having, the makeup that he's got, the background he's got. Tell me how you think he's fitting in right now in terms of, you know, the system, you know, finding his place, his right partner, and the comfort level he's got.
I think as a person, he's fitting in great. I mean, he's mature. He brings lots of wisdom to our team. Of course, he's got the two Stanley Cups as a player. I think he's a little bit in the same boat as a lot of other guys. That there's a lot of good things that are happening, and then we're struggling a little bit. And, you know, yeah, we got Ekki playing on his offside, meaning he's a left-hand shot playing on his right side, and maybe that is something that we need to look at. He's been really good in his career with younger players. We've got some younger defense, and maybe that's who he should play with. So I think in this early part, Lowe was just like talking about the power play. Lowe was good last year. This year's a different year. Even though, you know, some players were really good last year, there's some players who are struggling. So I really think this is a team thing. I'm very confident that Ryan McDonough is going to be really good for us this year, and it's going to be a difference maker for us when we make the playoffs. But I'm kind of putting this on just about everybody. I mean, you know, we rate players after games just to get to see where everybody thinks, coaches, management, what have you. And just being honest with you, I mean, we don't have anybody that after seven games is rated more than meeting expectations. I mean, there's nobody exceeding expectations right now. So we've got a team that is underperforming, and you can I'm putting that out as a negative, but the positive there is I think everybody has room for improvement, and once we start getting that, the wins will start coming.
It's a great point, and let's circle back to where we started. You've been doing this for a long time, 3,000 games. You've always shown a lot of patience, and you've always, from year to year, you can pick any year, any month. And there's a lot of noise around some teams in the league. Your team is struggling. There's several teams that are struggling. I'll use the Vancouver Canucks as the extreme right now in a really hotbed type of hockey.
Yeah, they're
market.
Burning jerseys.
No, yeah, I mean, but that's how it kind of goes at this time of the year. So where do you think you learned the patience, David, to be able to sort of ride through, analyze what's going on, and get through and really understand that it's a long-term marathon here?
I don't know where to exactly say that. I think as a young person, you develop that through school, through your sports, and then of course when I started, you know, working for, and my first job, I had a great mentor in Cliff Fletcher who I would go basically into him every day. He was very patient with me as a young guy. I would go into his office and say, like, why don't we do this? Why don't we do that? I'd come, you know, after games the next morning, and he'd always listen to me. He'd give me a good answer, et cetera, et cetera. However, one day I went in to him and I just, after, you know, a bad loss, I went into the next morning. I said, why don't we trade this guy? Why don't we do this? Why don't we do that? I guess he had just about had it with me at that point. He said, David, if you were ever so lucky to get to be a general manager someday, you'll know what it's like to actually make the decisions. And I certainly left the room with my tail between my legs, but I took that to heart, just to realize that anybody can have an opinion, which is fine, and you can be flippant about, you know, a lot of comments about do this or do that. But when you do something, it's going to affect your team. It's going to be better. It's going to be worse. Probably it's not going to be the same. So in anything that we've talked about today, I mean, you have to be well thought out. But it's not like I can't make a decision based on needing to make one. But I don't think there's too much fault in an 82-game schedule to err a little bit by having some patience.
He is Nashville Predators general manager David Poile, 3,000 games in his career as a general manager. Yeah, congrats, David. Thanks so much, as always, for joining us. And, hey, let's go get him Thursday night.
We will. Thanks, guys.